Israel, U.S. should investigate Palestine Chronicle over contributor who allegedly held hostages. By Joel B. Polak on June 10, 2024. The Israeli government said Monday that the U.S. should investigate the Palestine Chronicle news website, which is officially listed as a charitable organization, after one of its contributors was allegedly found to be holding Israeli hostages. As Breitbart News reported Sunday, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, confirmed that three of the four hostages who were rescued from Gaza in Saturday's raid had been held by Abdallah Al-Jamal, a contributor to the Palestine Chronicle and to Al Jazeera. Al-Jamal also doubled as a spokesman for a Hamas-run government agency in Gaza. Al-Jamal and several members of his family were killed or wounded in the raid in the city of Nusayrat, in central Gaza. The Palestine Chronicle is an anti-Israel media outlet that is registered as a 501c3 tax-exempt organization with U.S. tax authorities. In an obituary, the Palestine Chronicle did not deny that Al-Jamal was connected to Hamas, but cited commentators online whom it said had refuted claims that he or his family had held Israeli hostages. Some observers noted that the Palestine Chronicle appeared to be covering up information on its website, including the names of its advisors and board of directors. More. The Palestine Chronicle continues its cover-up operation. They've now scrubbed both their board of directors and the advisory board from the Palestine Chronicle website. Screenshot from This Morning versus The Sieve at 8 p.m. ET. pic.twitter.com/6wbm, pos0rt. Jordan Schachtel at dossier.today, at Jordan Schachtel, June 10, 2024. In response to a question from Breitbart News during a press briefing, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said that the U.S. should investigate the Palestine Chronicle. He added that the fact, according to Israel, that Al-Jamal had been holding Israeli hostages is once again an example of Hamas casting aside any of the laws of decency, mixing terrorism with a charitable organization. He added, "These are terrorist organizations. The blinkers should come off many in the international community. Almost everything which happens in Gaza is under Hamas control. That is what an Islamofascist-type terror organization does. They control every facet of Gazan society." He said terrorists were hiding behind press vests in Gaza, and noted that when Israel had been accused of attacking journalists, "We've often produced the proof that these journalists are terrorist operatives, and this is a prime example." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.